Welcome to Eastern Procession number 6, the second late episode out of 8 weeks.
We suck.
Sorry about that. We had every intention of recording it on Monday, and I think I said this already on the blog, but it appears some people don't actually read both or listen to both. They get one, not the other. Especially Kate's grandmother, who apparently has no idea that she's not listening to the podcast. She thinks she's reading the podcast, and she accidentally heard our voices the other day and freaked out. Anyway, so we were going to record it on Monday, then we didn't, and then Tuesday we had to get ready and for the move on Wednesday, which was crazy. That took all day long. Went down, I had to go way south in Brooklyn to pick up the truck.
Not way south. It's not like you had to go to Far Rockaway or anything. No, like, you just had to go near...
Okay, don't listen to Kate. I had to go further than she went, because she sat at the house.
Wasn't it in Fort Greene?
No, it was further.
It was in Fort Greene,
I'm sure. No, it was further.
Okay, so it was in Red Hook?
Almost.
So if it wasn't in Red Hook, then it was probably in Fort Greene, right?
No.
Or Bococa?
Fort Greene is way over here. Red Hook's way over here. There's stuff in between it.
Yeah, Bococa.
Whatever, Bococa. She's making up words. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not.
So yeah, we finished. We got everything moved on Wednesday. That was a fun day. We picked up the truck. We loaded up everything from the apartment. We got our deposit back from our previous landlord / horrible roommate. The one that believes in feng shui and she has crosses and
really.
Buddhists. And she doesn't believe in anything. She's just a dumbass.
Well, yeah, she just tries to, like, accumulate all of this spiritualism and then apply it all kind of in this half-assed sort of way.
Mm-hmm. She's just a new age bum.
Yeah.
30 years old, opening her 18th business, it'll fail. She's had the business going for a month and she's never actually set up online payment. So, that's smart.
Yeah, she's... It's
but party. Then we got everything from the public storage.
Yeah, our stuff's out of storage. That's amazing. That's such an amazing experience, like, getting
after,
it out.
After losing it.
Yeah, after losing it.
And by the time we'd gotten that done, we still had to get all the way up to Upper Manhattan, which we were in Brooklyn, so it took a little while. It was like 16 miles, and most of it was on the freeway, but the freeway in New York only goes 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, so 16 miles, but it took over an hour, just so you guys
know. It took about an hour. So that was fun, and we got it up here, and then it took hours. We were so tired by that point. We'd had very little to eat, and it took forever to get everything up here. But we did. At 7 o'clock, I was able to go back to Brooklyn and drop the truck back off.
Yeah, it took 9 hours total, the move did, and now we're here. And we've actually gotten all set up this weekend. Everything is in its place.
I finished just a few hours ago while Kate was writing a paper.
Yeah.
So,
because regardless of the fact that it's a short week, I still have 2 papers due.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure something out on the computer. Do that one.
Yeah.
Okay. If I sound funny, I'm sorry. I'm having Texas allergies in the middle of October because we apparently packed up some pollen and dust from Texas. And right after I got used to the fallish weather up here, opening all those boxes kind of made me sneezy.
Yeah.
So if I sound funny, that's why. But I'm not sick again. I'm just fine. So we're sorry. We skipped a week. We got a lot of hate mail, and by a lot, I mean 2, and that's a lot, because I can't endure much hate, so I'm a loving guy.
Who sent you hate mail?
Damon.
So, one person sent you 2?
No, Renee did, too.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Renee did.
We'll bar them from ever listening again.
Somebody else did. I'm pretty sure it was Renee, but Renee was also awesome. Renee was nice, but then, you know, he gave me my chastisement for promising an episode, not delivering. So,
It's Cody's fault, just so everyone knows.
It's absolutely not my fault. But anyway, so, okay. Last weekend, we had intended to go to a Lolita in America conference. And Lolita, as in the book by Vladimir Nabokov. And I was really excited about that. It was a big English conference. It was a really big thing. But the problem is I've never read Lolita. And it's kind of a fish out of water thing. So while I am very much into literature, it's very difficult to get into lectures about something you know very little about. So we ended up ditching it, and we went to the Rubin instead.
Yeah.
Which is a Himalayan art museum right near Kate's school. It's actually a major part of one of her classes, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was it's one of my favorite spaces that I've seen, even in photographs. Like the architecture of the museum itself is amazing, and I mean, I haven't seen many of the museums of the city, but it's certainly better than the ones I have seen. So,
MoMA just seems sterile.
Yeah, MoMA's very sterile, but the Rubin is absolutely gorgeous. If anyone ever gets a chance to come to New York, even if you're not into art, that you can completely enjoy this museum.
It's very cheap. I paid $2. Yeah. Kate paid $2 as well because it was a weekend or something like that.
Yeah.
She gets in free with her class, but we paid $4 to see the museum, and it's 6 stories. And we ran into our teacher, with whom I discussed one of the paintings, the Vajra Sal, which, like I said, it's all Himalayan. Where was the Vajra Sal from?
Tibet.
So it's a Tibetan piece, and it's Buddhist in nature, and it was my favorite. And then there's also the, what's the real name for the black one?
Oh.
I can't think of it now.
It's not... Dang it, I can't remember.
He's the great black one. It's one of the demigods. What are they called?
Yeah, if you're in Hindu, then no, it's not. It's
not a demigod. What is it called?
It's not. It's only a bodhisattva.
Bodhisattva, there we go.
But that's Buddhism. That's a Hindu god.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, you know, if you're a Hindu, tell us what the great black one's name is. But I don't think any of you are. So.
Anyway, so in no particular order, we just have a huge list of stuff here since... this episode may not be going up tonight, which it is currently Sunday the 5th at 7:37 p.m.
So
I date this episode. It's 6:37 for you folk. but it may not go up tonight because we're stealing internet. And while we have a very good stolen internet connection, it does drop out from time to time.
Yeah, so right now it's weakening.
But we'll try to get it up.
But...
we're getting internet back on Thursday. So... we finally got our loose ends tied up in Huntsville, which was nice. We had deposits on the apartment, a deposit on the power because we were with a co-op and all those different things. And we finally got all that taken care of. My mom should be depositing our apartment deposits shortly. And we used most of the deposit from the electric company getting Benny up here. And Benny is asleep at my feet.
Yeah.
She seems pretty... worn out, but she's been doing really well. She didn't eat much until a few hours ago, and then she ate all of her food at once. So
yeah, and it was a lot of food. We gave her a lot.
Yeah,
so we're good.
So she seems better. We're hoping that she isn't affected too much by losing Major, which that's one of Mama's Chihuahuas, and they were having a lot of fun. They hated each other for the first 4 times we visited, and then they started playing. So
yeah.
Hopefully she'll adjust well, and we won't have a sad dog.
Yeah, hopefully.
But she seems like she's doing fine.
Yes. I had something to say, and then you totally ruined it.
It's not my fault.
No, it really is.
Okay.
Oh, here is a story, alright? Cody's had garlic bread twice now, and I've ordered garlic bread once from a place, and... you can't get, don't come to New York and eat garlic bread.
The pizzas are amazing.
Yeah.
It's nothing like New Yorker pizza, but for some reason the dumbasses put minced garlic instead of garlic salt, so you get these big hunks of garlic on your bread, and it's disgusting.
It's not even like it's tiny minced either. No. It's huge chunks of garlic.
It's just like eating a garlic clove with bread under it.
Yeah, it's so awful. You can't taste bread, you can't taste butter, you can't
so
taste
stick with cheese bread. Stick with cheese bread.
Yeah, or garlic knots are good. But do not get, I repeat, do not get the garlic bread.
Because they take that literally.
Yeah.
It's garlic and bread.
It's awful.
So, another thing about New Yorkers, this is fun. Fun fact. Okay, so how many Texans, just out of curiosity, despite the fact that New York is now the safest major city in America, how many Texans think, there's a specter in New York that'll get me if I go there. If I go there, I'll get mugged. It will happen. How many of you are scared of New Yorkers? Because they're scared of you. It's kind of like the snake adage. You know, snakes are as scared of you as you are of them. Yeah, New Yorkers are frightened of Texans. There's been at least 3 people who have told Kate, that's scary, when she said she was from there.
Yeah, yeah, even people from Northern, not the rest of California, but just Northern California, frightened to death of Texans.
We're awesome.
Yeah,
apparently they think we live in 1830s and the sheriff has no control over our actions.
I don't know what comes to mind when someone says Texas for them, but it's apparently this horrible, wretched place.
Not wretched, it's just like they don't want to screw with us because we're packing.
Is that really?
At least a couple people were actually shocked that I don't have a gun.
People would talk to me and it was kind of like, it's just the mentality is what they said.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's the culture. I'm like, well, what about Austin? And they're like, I don't know, what's Austin? You know, they know nothing about
our
Texas.
Liberal haven.
Yeah. They know nothing about the state itself, really. But they're scared to death of it. So just use that. If you're ever in California and someone's
talk like
with
a
you.
Texan.
Yeah. Or yeah, you come to New York, if someone screws with you, just like pull out like all these Texas stereotypes.
Yeah.
And
wear a
they
bolo.
Will back off.
Wear a bolo, no one
yes.
will touch you.
Yes. Wear a bolo. Talk with a kind of like
thick country
twang. Bow-legged.
Bow-legged. Really? That's,
bow-legged.
That's not even alright. Alright. The bolos, I wore a bolo as a child. I've never been bow-legged.
No,
alright.
Bow-legged. From riding a cow.
From riding a cow? You don't even know Texans. Get away. Look at the levels. You see what you're doing with the levels with your cackle?
Quit. Riding cow.
Okay. It's getting cold, if you guys didn't know. Apparently, the other day, I checked the weather here and there. That was Friday. It was 55 when we woke up and 65 where you guys are. Or most of you are, at least in East Texas. And when I looked at the high temperature for the day, it was supposed to get no higher than 65, which is still the case for the next 5 days at least. And Texas, the high was like 88 that day. So we're wearing sleeves in the morning, wearing maybe a little bit more. I wore my nice little dinner coat the other day just to stay warm in the morning. So that's fun. It looks like winter's going to come fairly early, and I don't think we have much of a worry of an Indian summer this year.
No. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it, because we're already, for the most part, at night and early morning, it's in the 40s
no,
sometimes. Yeah, it's been at, like, the high 40s, hasn't it?
No.
A couple of days?
It's just felt like that, maybe. I promise
well,
you. Watch one day.
I'm just wondering, because I've never been in temperatures like this. Like, I think it's going to be more of a shock than I anticipated. Like, I think some days I'll be like, God damn it.
Why don't you watch your mouth? Okay,
oh,
Kate was right. The low this evening is 47. The low tomorrow is 43. And then 45, and it goes back up. We're just supposed to get a little bit of rain the next few days, so it's a little colder, and then it'll go back up. Actually, we're going to have highs in the low 70s on Wednesday and Thursday, but the low is still in the low 50s. So, but yeah, fall is here. And I was actually talking to one of my friends at work, and he was saying that he's seen snow in Manhattan as early as October 8th and as late as April 18th. And while I don't see any snow anytime soon, maybe interesting.
Yeah.
So, let's see, what else have we got?
I'm sorry for my curse.
Yeah, you should be.
I should
dirty,
be.
Dirty mouth. Oh, speaking of work, I've got a scripting assignment, which, for those of you who know anything about my work, may be a little bit of an indication to those I work with about my responsibilities. But yeah, they had a guy come in who used to work there to go over scripting with me, and I figured it would be months and months before I scripted, and now they're saying they want me to script a installer for when we configure people's computers and to put up on the website. So that's fun. Thankfully, they've been putting me in the library lately, so I have a little time to sit there and study over my stuff. And I won't get into all the little stuff, but it's basically something that I haven't done in a couple of years and that I have very little experience in, almost no experience in the specific scripting they're going to have me doing. So that'll be fun. Wow, the episode's actually getting along.
You scripted something a couple of days ago. I don't remember what it was.
What are you talking about?
At work, when you still worked at Sam, you scripted something. It was super simple. Okay, it wasn't a couple of days ago.
Are you talking about the batch file that I wrote that day?
Was it a batch file?
All it was something to ping and see when we got the internet connection back. It was nothing.
Dang it.
No, this is much bigger.
I thought
bigger.
It was something else.
No, this is much bigger.
Dang it, you
quit
win.
Quit curling that. Coasters aren't for curling.
Curling your hair. Coney, you're not a lady.
You're retarded. I hate you. Okay, we're going to put pictures up shortly of the apartment. Right now, the camera is dead.
Yes,
so,
dead.
But we'll put pictures of our very cool apartment up. We'll be getting furniture before too long. We're going to run out to IKEA in Brooklyn because I was actually surprised. It's going to be much easier to find brand new furniture there for cheap than it will be to find used furniture anywhere else around here, especially with having to carry it. And we've already found what you're going to get, like a little love seat and then a couple of chairs for the desk. So we'll put up pictures soon, and then we'll put up pictures when we get everything set up permanent. But it's looking good. It's completely livable now.
Yes.
So it's nearly everything except, interestingly, I don't know if everybody knew, but New York is kind of the Jewish haven of America. And because of this, many of the schools, universities at least, Columbia doesn't close, but they provide for all Jewish holidays. So anytime there's a Jewish holiday, they record all classes and put them up online, which they do that for a lot of classes already, but they put them up online so that Jewish students who aren't in class can catch up for the day they were out. Last week was Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah,
and
the new
the
year.
Coming week is Yom Kippur.
This week, Yom Kippur.
Which I actually don't know what Yom Kippur is.
It's a day of something. I think it's, look it up real quick. Do it. Our public wants to know. I'll go away.
No. Okay. Should still be there. That was weird. Okay, sorry for there's a break there now because I did something funny on the computer. Anyway, back to Yom Kippur.
Okay, so. But last month, Cosmo listed 5 signs that your guy might be a rapist. So I think that this is important information that we all need to know. So we should all try and get our hands on that.
What are you doing? Don't do that. That's awful. Okay, Yom Kippur is Day of Atonement, and it's the most solemn and important of Jewish holidays. Central theme
of atonement
and repentance. Yeah, Jewish holidays are kind of...
Yeah, they're extreme.
So whatever. But that means Kate gets another day off this week. So Kate has another 3-day week. Last week she went to school 2 days. Because she went Monday, had no class Tuesday because of Rosh Hashanah, didn't go Wednesday because we had to move, and had one class on Thursday morning. And now this coming week, she has 3 days and then a 4-day weekend again. So go her for going to a school in the East Village.
It's kind of awesome. My favorite bagel place, Murray's, it has the sign up for now that we're getting into, Jewish holiday, like...
Season.
Yeah. And it says, end your fast, because all of them have a fast. End your fast with Murray's Catering. It's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Okay, only one thing left this coming month. Two of my much-loved modern writers, Sarah Vowell and Art Spiegelman. Sarah Vowell does nonfiction pieces. Her most recent book was Assassination Vacation. That was a history of 3 of the presidential assassinations. All those except for JFK, and she basically walked the roots of these different things, and that was a really great book. And the new one coming out is The Wordy Shipmates, about the landing at Plymouth Rock, and that's basically all that's been said thus far, but I'm sure there's going to be a bit more to it, and that comes out on Wednesday, and she'll be speaking and doing a signing in Union Square at the Barnes & Noble there, and I'll be going to that. And then on the 22nd, Art Spiegelman will be at Strand on Broadway. Broadway and 14th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Broadway and 14th Street, and we'll be going to that as well for his new book, Breakdowns, Confessions of something. I can't recall. It's on my head. Okay, and that's also a signing. So, exciting things for Cody, and I need to get on my school applications.
Yeah.
ASAP. But that's it. That's everything. That's all we've got going right now. You've gotten a double dose episode. I'm sorry for those of you who can't bear to listen to us for more than 10 minutes.
Yes,
but we're going to go cook. So everybody have a nice evening.
Bye.